when the week might have sex.
That question's too easy to throw in, isn't it?
So that's gonna be four, seven.
It's even written for you.
How accurate is this?
Let me give you a harder question.
That's all right.
How many people are dead in the El Toro Cemetery?
Somewhere like that.
I've drawn the map too.
Is it?
Really?
Back in, let's say,
1997?
That's close, enough.
All of them.
You got it. You got it.
That's a good man.
I'd rather be smart than write any day.
That's a good man.
And then it jumps back up. So you have this line.
For you guys on the El Toro map, what's the level of Lake Mission Viejo when it's full?
The level what?
Lake Mission Viejo. What's the operating level when the lake is full?
It's full?
It's full?
But I'm guessing.
You guys ready for your next question yet?
Do you have the answer to the first one?
If you should, if you think you're right.
We're thinking, actually, it's the intersection.
For the berm, yeah.
Maybe just, maybe.
Majeska Road.
Yep.
Los Alisos and Live Oak Canyon.
We're at the,
At the intersection.
I don't remember the map that well.
This is the water, but this is definitely got a flat.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I would say.
We're going through the intersection right here.
But it's going like this.
I think we're looking at four, seven, eight.
Little rise.
You must have a little press.
You wanna magnify it?
Oh, this line we're following is.
Give it a check. You have that on it, you can blow it up.
Yeah, when you're in the shot, it doesn't matter how far you jump in. Four, seven, eight, that's flat. Blood goes that way, and four, seven, four, it's like.
Difference per line.
You guys know what?
Those are in.
Here and here, that was three.
So what you're talking about.
Yes, and there's three from like.
It's 10 feet per line.
Don't know about that.
340.
So you should always set your GPS to your GPS. Any little GPSs have different ways to set the numbers.
You can use the land.
Second versus whatever. But you have to go in and actually look.
20 feet.
And you also wanna make sure, see, this is my question, where are the data, that's important. Where we make sure all the maps are going out the same maps, that's why.
You know, so.
All these different people, but they're all using different datums and different types of map.
Do we have an answer for this?
Four, seven, eight.
Is the overgrowth over the top of that, right?
Thereabouts? Give or take.
That's.
I got four, seven, five, but that's close enough.
I said four, seven, four, or is that correct?
What's the elevation of the benchmark at the west end of the Curtis Highway?
But this is like. It doesn't have that much variation.
It's pretty small.
Yeah.
It's pretty low.
My normal is right here.
This is Imperial Highway.
Okay. The easy way to figure that out is trace the contour line closest to the water all the way around. Figure out what that contour line is and take off what 10 feet. Because these are 10-foot intervals. I've got 695, but I'll buy 690.
But here's the 14, the one.
Go right there. You guys are killing us from here, okay?
Question for you.
There. Huh?
Is this just regular massing tape or do some of the.
Yeah, just massing tape. Because by the time you open these and roll them up and brush them around inside, you know, you don't want a big rail.
Like I said, entire line is steep and slow.
Not if you do this.
You can see this is.
I learned this from an old man, my father.
This is a lot flatter.
Okay.
Well.
You'll probably wear the map out before the tape gives up the ghost.
Scale should be, it's gonna be.
Okay, what's the elevation of the intersection?
Scale, then we talk about.
Irvine Boulevard and the Coral Road.
North, this is already North Star. That's what that stands for.
Okay, 332.
332. You know, that's around the team road.
Yeah.
It's actually.
See, and he talked about mills.
Yeah.
I don't know mills, I'll tell you that right now.
Well.
And I don't know.
It's Irvine Boulevard on the other side of the bay.
You don't know where quads? Have you heard of quads?
Yeah.
Where it goes, 0 to 90, 0 to 90, 0 to 60, because this one goes. This, you see seen these before?
Was it Urban Boulevard?
Pocket transits, but this is just a training one.
Exactly.
See, they go backwards.
But this is Oak Hill Road, right here.
See how it goes, you're taking a 0-360 this way, and then on the bottom lane, 090, 090, 090. And I've never seen a reason to use corners, but I know, I think it's geology.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because they work in a different set of planes, right? We're in a two-dimensional plane.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, wait.
Okay, what is the elevation?
Cross Bay becomes Dubuque.
You're on the road looking at.
Yeah, with the other road beside.
What's the operating level of Reservoir?
Dubuque Road is struck.
North and KEC.
Reservoir does turn.
That's a radio station.
Dubuque Road. That's Bay.
241.
I mean, yeah.
That's right. What you're doing?
Well, okay, so the elevation we calculated to be 1365.29.
About 29.
Intersection of Lyle County.
Well, by focal point.
Technically, there is no such thing as a reservoir.
Well, I got 40.
Top of Reservoir, South of the Coast, because he's in the tower. There's something to tell right there.
What's the elevation of road intersection of Lyle County?
Radio tower.
That's coming through the, it's coming through the telephone that I talked about.
Yeah.
No, it's not, these things happen.
You like the, what was on this?
The operating level.
Reservoir.
Reservoir, north of the KEC.
Well, I actually have an external GPS receiver that I use that's more highly accurate. Than what's, and I don't require any cell tower.
But it's not calling out there.
KEC wind towers are called out.
They are.
Somewhere on there, I don't remember where.
Okay, now it says KEC wind tower.
We can write it on there.
Yeah. Throw you a little.
I guess where I live.
Your press is kind of red, your harbor.
Okay, so that's about the tower, the lookout tower.
That's called.
Radio tower.
You know, we don't call these maps, right?
It's, yeah, I got the, we got the star track.
Pretty right there.
It does, it shows like Wi-Fi and cell phone signals.
KEC wind.
Does a tricorder off of all of that.
That's pretty.
It's geeky, but. That's the reservoir.
Okay, that's 1400, so line is 1400. Let me check this other direction to make sure.
Well, the reservoir is north. It's down there somewhere.
Can you use a position outside the town?
Look over your shoulder.
Use a positional point.
I can read architectural drawings upside down, because my dad couldn't.
Out of the oil fields.
Yeah, this was 1400. So we're going.
Tricorder.
Down.
So we see the lookout tower and the radio tower. So there's not going to be one real close.
No, so it's going to be.
I think KEC wind is a Santa Ana station, so it may be over in that.
Yeah, Google Sky.
And I guess our smartphone won't give us.
All the words, if it's not.
The only thing is the batteries don't last a long time. You only got a little window.
Yeah, so it's.
What's your battery?
Actually, I feel like this.
Batteries on smartphones.
Usually the other way.
Yeah, we're down a day.
There's, it clearly shows.
Oh, there, I got it.
Hours.
The hours with GPS.
Video.
Okay, now what's the elevation?
That's one of the plane.
Oh, I'm.
Leave it on.
346.
How much gone?
346.
Yep.
Now, is that, that's the.
It's calculated.
That's probably.
He put a lot of flight room. The flight room stopped.
Because you read a photo.
Yeah.
You read the reflected surface, which is their water surface.
I've never heard that one, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll look at that.
You gentlemen ready for another question?
Let's look at it. Yeah, 343, yeah. You've got to be right.
There is no El Toro.
Because there's a benchmark right there.
El Toro Road.
Irvine Boulevard.
They don't cross.
At least 40, 50 feet.
It changes. That's Dubuque Road, once it comes over.
It changes to Dubuque Road.
We're getting technical there.
I told you guys you're lost.
But all things mean.
All right, let me lean on your shoulder here.
So, yeah, it changes to Dubuque.
Yeah, because it crosses Bay.
So right there, 529.
All right, well, I guess.
5 feet.
Yeah, my GPS shows.
I guess.
You answered your question.
It does.
Three out of three, we haven't struck out yet.
You were supposed to stumble on how many people are dead in El Toro.
Still isn't telling us anything. Oh, you know about these.
It's in the NPR, we've heard all this.
Two and a half to four.
Yeah. I'm here singing the world.
I guess that's in order.
Well, I hope you can.
But you knew he said this.
I don't have the others.
Anybody else have a question?
You point the arrow to north.
Yeah.
He said this.
Okay, coming over.
Right, we're about, it's 10, 12, 13, 14, we're 14 degrees.
So, the compass with the straight edge actually will work better for most.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we are.
This, you tune this in to 14, whether it's plus or minus 14. And then this arrow is pointing to north.
Yeah, this one's pointing north.
And so that works perfectly the same way, I'm guessing. Imagine that's how you do it.
I'm saying, which one is the looking, you know, looking at the low off one or the little one? See, they're two different sized lines, they're not the same.
Just about.
Explain.
How long are you saying?
See, one shorter, just about that long.
I've never used that.
Give it a small hand to doctor.
I brought it to the outside.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the outside. So the outside is.
Well, he said those were in wrong.
That's in hell.
He said those were in inside.
So what do they do after?
All three of those are different. See, this is both first.
The only way you can get it on the green shipping is if your order is over $50. So I put them on site, pick them out of coffee.
Do all of them?
Yeah.
See, this one's not going to close at 19. This one's in 19. Well, then all the sites are here.
Just the green.
And your screen racks, they're gonna show you the green racks for things.
Plus, that's what I'm showing.
No, what they're doing is they've got Carter, racing going up here.
Up the five, behind next to El Toro or something at one time.
No, I just, you know, I moved out of Dallas.
Well, this should just square, yeah, this should just line up. Once you line up on something there.
You're working right on this, right in the area. Here's San Diego. I was
Irvine?
Yeah. Just right over. Just on the other side.
One they always had.
Right there, I can see.
Really similar.
It comes on the side of it.
I have my original scout.
Yeah, just your eye.
Yeah, I worked in some building. Yeah, Spectrum right underneath the Redway, so we used to get the F-18s or whatever, you know.
Oh, we got conference calls.
Always been.
Hold on.
I have a nice scratch up in here.
Wow.
I used to do a lot of mass scouting. I had one of those little metal ones.
Yeah, I remember there used to be a director.
Yeah. That I used to wear on the strap of my backpack.
And I closed it a long time ago.
Yeah.
This is true north.
Well, I'm here to look down. I'm still going in the same direction. You know, this thing
is cool.
Get where I want to go.
It is amazing.
So you know, different color of this would be that's more star.
So close.
Well, actually,
you travel from Mars.
Colorado, I was really stupid.
Above by the wild.
So it's just a two-year
place. State. You go up Palm Springs, I think that's the federal end.
Yeah.
And the other end down toward Idaho State. Yeah. And we went up there Labor Day, Memorial Weekend, whatever one of those holidays was. I guess it's in May.
You can't climb that.
They cannot climb it.
Memorial.
Hands are knees only.
There was a freak storm.
Yeah.
When we had our dinner, we were in T-shirt.
Right, and then you're talking storm. Now, foot size, you're going, you're cutting each one of our tents. That's two.
It says right here, construction.
Roll the stove over here.
Oh,